Lake Ronkonkoma on Long Island was the training ground for Lieutenant Michael Murphy, the first Medal of Honor recipient of the war in Afghanistan. Now, every year, it's home to a race in his honor. Christy Gerlitt of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports on the upcoming race this weekend that remembers the Navy SEAL's sacrifice in Afghanistan nearly 11 years ago.
In June of 2005, Michael Murphy and three Navy SEALs under his leadership were on a secret mission to find a senior Taliban commander. Murphy and his team became surrounded by Taliban fighters, and a gun battle ensued. In order to call for backup, he climbed onto a rock in plain sight of the enemy. The call went through, but Murphy was killed. Murphy received the Medal of Honor for his action. His father, Dan Murphy, said he was not surprised by his son's heroism.
Michael would do the right thing at the right time for the right reasons. It reflected itself on June 28, 2005, during the battle, Operation Red Wings.
That battle was the subject of the book and 2013 movie Lone Survivor. As seen in the movie, Murphy wore a red FDNY patch on his right arm. It was the firehouse patch of his best friend, Owen O'Callaghan. He wore it to remind him and his men of 9/11 and what they were fighting for.
I didn't even know at the time that he wore that patch on every mission. And you talk to the guys he was deployed with, and every mission, every detail, he had the FDNY Engine 53 Ladder 43 patch on him while he was deployed. And that was, it meant a lot, you know, that he was always thinking about home, and he was really there to keep us safe.
Murphy was born in Smithtown and raised in Patchogue. He went to Patchogue Medford High School and graduated from Penn State. During his summer vacations, he lifeguarded with O'Callaghan at Lake Ronkonkoma.
We used to work out all the time at the beach. Mike was training for the SEALs, so push-ups, sit-ups, running, and then we'd go and water wrestle. So it was, Lake Ronkonkoma was not the most pristine of the beaches in the town, but it was our beach and we loved it.
Now this weekend, Murphy's friends, family, and hundreds of other members of the community will gather around the same lake he once swam across. His father, Dan Murphy, says it's the perfect place to remember his son.
He always enjoyed Lake Ronkonkoma. He just liked the community, he liked the area, and that's why it worked out so well that the Ronkonkoma Run came to be known as the Michael Murphy Annual Run Around the Lake, because it holds a special place in Michael's heart, I know.
Paul DeBecky is with the Ronkonkoma Rotary Club, which has been hosting the race around the lake for over 35 years. They renamed it after Murphy in 2012.
Whatever pace you want to run or walk, that's up to you. The idea is to come out, enjoy the day, and also never forget what happened.
One participant in the race will be Taylor Kish, the actor who played Murphy in the movie Lone Survivor. He has returned every year for the last 3 years to run the race. Murphy's friends and family will be there for the 4-mile run on Saturday, and his father says he's looking forward to what he calls a celebration.
What I like about it is, rather than dwell on somebody's death, it's a celebration, and it's a party, which Michael would love.
Christy Gerlitt, WSHU News.